I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to Michelle Atkinson. However, I know her as VOD.
V-O-D. And I have a business called VODs Here. It is a business. I'm a professional craft educator.
VOD is a roller derby name. It's short for Vodkilla. But the nickname VOD stuck, and every time she walked into a room, people would yell, "VOD's here," which inspired the name of her craft business, VOD's Here. As VOD mentioned, she's a professional craft educator. An interesting job for VOD. As she mentioned, she didn't believe she was a creative kid growing up.
Not at all. Not at all. I was a TV kid and really just watched a lot of TV. I was an only child for a very long time and kind of entertained myself, but never really crafted too much. I did have a couple grandmothers that tried to teach me how to crochet or knit early on. It didn't really stick, and I got really frustrated and put it down, which I hear that same story with so many different people.
So VOD grew up thinking that sewing and crafting had a set of rules, a right and a wrong way, and believing she couldn't do it the right way, she gave it up. She returned to crafting much later in life, almost by accident.
I took an intro to quilting class at the Quilt Foundry in Maumee. And my daughter was probably a year old, so that was 1998, somewhere around there. And it was in the choosing of the fabric. And it was very easy for me to do that. It was something that was so natural that when everyone else around me was having panic attacks picking fabric and couldn't understand how easy it was for me. And it really dawned on me that, oh my gosh, this actually means I am creative. I mean, I really had that thought. I am a creative person. And I just kind of grabbed hold of that because I felt like since elementary school up that I was not creative and I was not an artist.
From working age up, VOD worked in education as a college advisor, just passionate about teaching. But in crafting, she found a new lease on life. Instead of finding a set of strict rules, she found freedom in trying new things, learning new skills, realizing you don't have to frame a piece of art if you don't want to. You don't have to finish a piece if you don't want to. And she wondered if she could help others discover this freedom as well.
I get kind of crazed when people say, oh, I'm not creative. Oh, I wish I were creative like you. Maybe because there was a long time that I thought I wasn't creative. And I just want to scream, we are all creative people. We all have a brain that is got a creative energy to it. When they say the words, I'm not creative, I really feel that words have power and you work against the entire energy and way that your brain creates. I think that everybody can find something that they can create with.
So VOD's new business, VOD's Here, creates that space for you. She offers sessions learning how to sew, knit, crochet, slow stitching, and more. And the purpose of these sessions is not so much to create the perfect product, but again to give you room. Room to explore and enjoy the process of being creative. And this is a new process for VOD. She actually quit her job in education to pursue this wholeheartedly, which is always exciting on the Rough Draft Diaries. As oftentimes when we interview individuals, they're looking back on their success story, but VOD is just starting hers.
Yeah, it's petrifying, to be honest. There's so many parts to my days at this point where I'm doing everything for the first time. And that doesn't work well for me. I'm someone who likes, I'm a creature of habit. I like to feel confident in what I'm doing. And I just kind of keep plugging along. I'm constantly having to tell myself that I can't do this all at once and that I have to just pick away at things slowly and surely. And if you look back from 6 months ago from where I was, I have accomplished so much. Logo, website, you know, mission statement, some, you know, I've got a contract with the county. I've got a lot of different things that I've established that I didn't have 6 months ago. So I have to be proud of that, and I have to look at what I've done and not just my to-do list, which is constantly, constantly growing.
And the anxiety of waiting to see how fast or how slow the business grows, VOD returns to her mission statement. As she believes, the most important aspect of her work is to teach individuals the power of creativity.
Well, first off, I would say stop saying you're not creative. you are creative in so many different ways. You just need to find the way that you are creative. Do you like singing in your car on the way to work? You are creative. You're creating sound, you know, you're creating joy in some respects. There's lots of different ways you can dance alone in your house at night. There's all different ways that you can be creative. I really want people to stop saying that and to just try things without any expectations of becoming an expert in it. Sometimes when I don't feel like doing anything, I just sit and watch videos of other people doing things, and it gets me charged up and saying, oh, I want to do that. So I say just keep looking for something that they do want to create.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.